Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Earl Leonard was at the new Tampa Regional Library today, chatting with reporters as workers set up for the first day of early voting. There are 7 early voting sites throughout Tampa. Leonard said the practice is starting to appeal to more and more voters.
Early voting is very convenient, so therefore it's become more and more popular for folks because you do not have to vote in your own precinct. You can vote wherever the early vote site is located.
Starting Saturday, polls will be open from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon in some places and 10 to 6 in others. Early voting sites will be open Saturday, February 19th through Saturday, February 26th, except for Sunday, February 20th. Leonard said in 2010, early voting results allowed analysts to predict election results and helped candidates tailor their messages in the final days running up to the election.
Votes were tracked. That is to say, you could tell how many votes were being cast at each of the locations. That became important to the political advisors, consultants, to the candidates in helping to manage and arrange their campaign and their emphasis on where they would seek voter support.
The Tampa ballot has some 33 candidates vying for all 7 city council seats, as well as the mayor's office. Today, we look at the District 1 race. Guido Maniscalco, a 26-year-old businessman who's vying for the seat, said he'd want to tackle city budget gaps without any layoffs. He added that he'd like to see the city council look at the sizable pension fund for city employees. Maniscalco also said he wants to strengthen relations between the city and its public safety personnel.
Every time they put on that uniform, every time they go on duty, they are putting their lives at risk. We hear about police officers getting killed in the line of duty, firefighters getting killed in the line of duty. They know when they put that uniform on and they leave their house or they leave their station every day that they may not come home, and they understand the risk.
As for dealing with unemployment, Maniscalco said he'd advocate for policies that would help bring businesses to the area.
What we can do as a city council is create incentives, offer incentives. People that want to relocate to Tampa, give them a reason why. Why? Because we have reduced permitting costs, startup fees, smaller business tax, reduced business tax for new, existing, expanding businesses.
Maniscalco is one of 5 candidates vying to replace Councilmember Gwen Miller, who's retiring. He said he would have voted differently from Miller on a wet zoning designation for the tasting room at Cigar City Brewing.
I would have voted no if you didn't have a Total Wine, if you didn't have a Macaroni Grill, if you didn't have a Target, a Whole Foods, and a gas station selling alcohol. They were not causing a ruckus in the neighborhood. The police confirmed that. They're a good business. You want to talk about job creation? Look how many positions they created there.
Tom Slaughter, an engineer also vying for the citywide seat, has advocated in front of city council on behalf of the environment for years.
And I've testified before city council for probably 2 decades on many, many issues, for protecting wetlands and uplands, to protecting endangered and other protected species, from types of development that I felt and that many people felt were going to be adverse to our community.
He said public transit will be key in Tampa's progress.
We need to modernize our transportation system, and we need to do that with a light rail system and, of course, connect that to the high-speed rail system that we hope that the federal government can turn around from the decision made recently by Governor Rick Scott.
Slaughter said a modern transportation system would help attract businesses looking to relocate to or expand in Tampa.
They'll be comparing us with Charlotte, which has a modern transportation system. They'll be comparing us with the San Jose Bay Area out in California, which has a modern transportation system. And both these places also have educated workforces. But another thing that council and the county are looking at are incentives to help create and foster new jobs. And I would also say, yes, let's move forward on those. But we also need the broader picture of, as I previously mentioned, the modern transportation system and the educated workforce.
Transit is also on the mind of candidate Mike Suarez, who in the last week received endorsements from the St. Pete Times and the Tampa Tribune. He said he'd like to see the state legislature give the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TIBARTA, the power to take a more regional approach to transit.
This idea that one county, Hillsborough in this case, is going to pass a referendum, and then the other counties, Pinellas or Pasco or Manatee, are going to then follow suit is not a good way of doing business.
As for jobs, Suarez said he'd like to see dollars from the Occupational Tax Revenue Fund get invested into local businesses. He said the money was originally used to pay down a utility bond, but now it goes into the general fund.
I'd like to see that money, which is about $10 million, put into a fund specifically for a small business loan program for those businesses that have been in Tampa and have tried to make it, and let them use it for job creation, either directly or indirectly.
Suarez said he's running in part because he thinks the council's current makeup is making it difficult to get things done. He said the recent debate over whether to ban panhandling is a case in point.
The city was essentially vacillating back and forth on that. And instead of having some leadership in terms of what we think should be done, there hasn't been too many public hearings specifically to that issue. And there's a lot of angry constituents out there because of it.
The two other candidates in the District 1 race are Curtis Stokes, who currently serves on the council in the citywide District 3 seat. Stokes is a bank official and former president of the Hillsborough NAACP. The other is restaurant owner Rick Barsena, a former member of the City Code Enforcement Board. Neither could be reached for comment by deadline, but we intend to speak with them before the election, which is March 1st. Early voting ends Saturday, February 26th. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.